Welcome to Today on Broadway for Friday, June 3rd, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
I told you Friday was coming. I'm Broadway Star's James Marino.
We've had a very big week here at Broadway Radio, and we're going to wrap up this week with a bang with two more show announcements, one at the top of the show now and another one at the end. The first show that we're going to announce, as soon as I heard the first episode, I put it at the top of my iTunes feed list. It is a show that gives you an extremely unique perspective at what it means to be a Broadway performer. The first time I heard it, I thought it was like a Broadway equivalent of the incredible storytelling podcast of The Moth. So if you like that show, chances are you're going to love this one. It's hosted by Broadway replacement, his words, Todd Bonapane, and features stories about life as a performer and on Broadway from big-time stars like Celia Keenan-Bolger, Kevin Chamberlain, Queen Leslie Margarita, Jin Cody, Krista Rodriguez, and on the next episode, Broadway Radio's own Patty Murin. The show, without further ado, that we are excited to welcome is Todd Bonapane's Broadway Stories. It is so much fun. It is so unique. It is so different from what any of the rest of us are doing in the Broadway podcasting world. I highly encourage you to check that out. You can subscribe now on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever else you get podcasts, or you can wait until it is in this very feed in the very near future.
Todd, I'd like to welcome you to the family. Remember, leave the cannoli. Take the gun.
Yeah, take the gun, leave the cannoli, we'll make an offer you can't refuse.
All right, Lin-Manuel Miranda has set a date that many people want to hear about.
Yes, James, we knew this day would eventually come, but yesterday we learned that, according to The Hollywood Reporter, on June 9th, Lin-Manuel Miranda will teach us how to say goodbye. The entertainment publication is reporting that the show's composer and star would be leaving the show in 5 weeks, presumably to get some rest before filming the new Disney film Mary Poppins Returns. No official sources have confirmed this end date, but with everything that Lin has going on with the Disney animated musical Mona, Mary Poppins, and many other things, it makes sense. It also seems to jive with reports from the Rupert Murdoch-owned quasi-credible website Heat Street, which said that Lin's alternate Javier Munoz would take over the role full-time this summer. While that is obviously the lead of that story, buried in one of the paragraphs a little further down is a section that said a number of the original stars are willing to stay on to the show if, and only if, they receive large pay increases. With as much money as the show is pulling in on a weekly basis, it's tough to fault any of the original cast members for holding out for larger salaries, even with the recent profit-sharing agreement in place.
So with Lin-Manuel leaving the Broadway production of Hamilton, we get this late-breaking announcement that Angela Lansbury is coming to Broadway. Was she taking over?
She is taking over as the next Alexander Hamilton, yes. We did hear right before we started recording, Playbill is exclusively reporting that Angela Lansbury will return to Broadway in the 2017-2018 season in a revival of the play The Chalk Circle. Scott Rudin is producing, so you know he likes a flair for the dramatic. So that show is still a little ways away and anything can happen, but the play was originally on Broadway in 1955, and since we didn't have a whole lot of time to prep, I'm going to take a stab at the pronunciation of the playwright's name, Enid Bangnold. I hope that's correct. This will be the first time that Lansbury has been on Broadway since the 2012 production of The Best Man. Not to spoil a lady's age in public, but she's 90 years old, and the five-time Tony winner is still going strong. She just was at the 50th anniversary party for MAME that I know our Michael Portante here was at and taking pictures for, so good for her. Anytime Angela Lansbury wants to perform, I think that there will be plenty of people dying to see it.
I'm like half her age, and I can't stay up with her. I think she's going to run a half marathon before that as well.
Yeah, on a two-show day.
Yeah, exactly. So stars get in line at the Hollywood Bowl.
They do. Also yesterday, big day for announcements, the Hollywood Bowl announced the initial casting for their July performance of A Chorus Line. For Broadway fans, the big names are Robert Fairchild, who will play Mike I Can Do That Costa. Mara Davey, recently of Dames at Sea, will play Maggie Winslow of the At the Ballet Trio. Jason Tam will play Paul San Marco. And Spencer Liff, who's been known primarily as a choreographer lately, will return to his performance roots as assistant director Larry. Also in the cast will be former Cheetah Girl Sabrina Bryan as Valerie, Teen Beach Movie star Ross Lynch as Mark, and A Chorus Line Broadway alums Dennis Lambert and J. Elaine Marcos as Gregory and Connie, respectively. Lee Zimmerman will return to the role of Sheila, which she played in the West End in 2013. The show, which will run from July 29th through the 31st, will be directed by original co-star and revival choreographer Bayork Lee. No word yet on some of the bigger roles like Zach, Cassie, or Morales, but in previous Hollywood Bowl musicals, there have been some fairly big Hollywood names, so I'd imagine that those slots will be filled eventually by A to B-ish listers.
So, you're saying that I can't be Zach?
Unless your Q rating skyrockets in the next week or so, I would doubt it.
You know, all I need is the music in the mirror.
But speaking of that, though, okay, so when you talk about A Chorus Line and at the Hollywood Bowl, that is a gigantic stage. So are they going to fill it with a bunch of extra dancers in that opening number that eventually get cut? Because, I mean, to fill that massive, massive performance space, you're going to need a lot of dancers.
Well, you could do one of two things. You could take the Phantom route, and everybody on stage has two mannequins with them. I just saw an atrocity last night of Paramore, the Cirque du Soleil show at the at the Lyric.
How did you really feel, James?
And they are using some amazing videography to fill the stage in huge, huge images. So maybe they'll use this type of videography that I think was originated or first time used in Tommy on Stage, but we'll see what happens.
Wow. So I can't wait to hear your full review on this week on Broadway for Paramore.
All right. That'll be this Sunday. So Julie Andrews has a new television show.
She does. It was announced yesterday that the legendary Dame Julie Andrews will star in a new Netflix TV show, Julie's Green Room. The show, which will be a collaboration with Jim Henson Company, will feature an all-new puppet cast of kids. Julie Andrews with puppets. That is perfect. Andrews will play Miss Julie, who teaches at a performing arts school, and the show will feature original songs from In the Heights Tony winner Bill Sherman, and will feature special guest stars like Carol Burnett, Josh Groban, Idina Menzel, Sarah Bareilles, Robert Fairchild, and Tyler Peck, and many, many more. The show is scheduled to begin streaming in early 2017. There's a really cool video that Andrews did with the cast of puppets. That's kind of weird to say. It's kind of a teaser. James, I don't have kids. Don't want kids, but I can't think of a better person to teach our youngest generation about the performing arts than Julie Andrews.
So did they mention who the writers were for this this endeavor?
They mentioned some of the producers and stuff. Julie Andrews' daughter is one of the executive producers who they often write together. I didn't notice a whole lot of specific writers, but Bill Sherman, who is the orchestrator for In the Heights and a good friend of Lin-Manuel Miranda, who's worked on Sesame Street a lot, he is on staff as the show's composer.
I wonder if Jeff Marks of Avenue Q fame could get in there and make it a little bit of a twist there.
Well, anyone who's followed her career knows that Julie Andrews does have a tendency to go blue when she's not around the kiddies, so so that could be fun.
Oh, speaking of blue, old Blue Eyes is getting the bio-musical treatment.
Yeah, yes, as you said off air, this seems to happen every year or so when this announcement comes up. But, James, last week we talked about a change at the top of the Ambassador Theater Group. And yesterday we learned that the organization is at work on a new stage musical based on the life of Frank Sinatra. The show will feature songs from his extensive recording catalog, and the writing of the script will reportedly begin soon. They are currently trying to determine which parts of his incredible life to include in the show. ATG plans on bringing the show to the West End in 2018.
So, speaking about the Ambassador Theater Group, I went to see some atrocity called Paramore last night.
Jeez, James.
And it's at the Lyric Theater, which is an Ambassador Theater Group venue. And when I got to my seat in the fifth row center of the Lyric Theater of the orchestra, there were menus Velcroed to the back of the seats that you can order. You can text your order from your seat to be delivered to your seat, and that's...
I would hope not during the performance itself.
I didn't see anybody delivering things during the performance, okay. but so I don't really know. I couldn't okay. really tell you.
I hope not.
So Susan Stroman is to direct the Manhattan concert production of Crazy for You.
Yeah, on February 19th, 2017, 25 years to the day that the original Broadway production of the Cole Porter musical Crazy for You opened on Broadway, the show's Tony-winning choreographer, Susan Stroman, who went on to do a little show called The Producers, will direct a one-night-only concert of the show at Lincoln Center's David Geffen Hall for the Manhattan Concert Productions. The chorus will feature over 200 singers from across the country, as well as the New York City Chamber Orchestra. Casting and full creative team will be announced soon, and tickets will go on sale Wednesday, June 15th. James, I saw this show, just a high school production of this show, when I was in high school, and it has stuck with me as one of the most fun experiences I've ever had in a theater.
It really is such a great show, a tremendous amount of fun. Susan has hopefully will recreate that magic again. It's just, it's wonderful to see this coming back to Manhattan, where we will probably see that abhorrent show still running at the Lyric Theater.
God. James, I've never heard you go this hard at a show before.
I was just offended.
Okay,
just well, offended.
Really got to listen. I might actually just join this week on Broadway just to listen to it live.
All right. James Corden carpools to Broadway. What does that mean?
He does. You don't watch a whole lot of late night TV, do you? A few weeks ago, some eagle-eyed Broadway fans spotted the Tony-winning host of the Late Late Show on CBS, James Corden, driving around New York City with Lin-Manuel Miranda. At the time, everyone assumed that they were filming for one of Corden's hugely popular carpool karaoke segments, perhaps to air even as part of the Tony Awards, which he is hosting this year. Well, yesterday, CBS announced that, in fact, it will be part of a supersized edition of the viral phenomenon to air on Monday, June 6th. In addition to Miranda and Corden, will feature Tony winners Jane Krakowski and Audra McDonald, as well as Emmy-nominated star of stage and screen Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Corden's show airs at different times around the country, so make sure you check your local listings and set your DVR if you can't stay up that late like me. But, James, if you haven't watched these carpool karaoke's before, they are fantastic. He's had Jennifer Hudson, Elton John. The last one he did, I think, was with Demi Lovato and one of the Jonas's, Nick, maybe. I can't tell them apart. But they're so much fun just to kind of see them all geeking out in the car, singing at the top of their lungs. James Corden usually throws in some harmonies, and it's really, really fun. I can't wait to see what they do with a car full of these Broadway stars.
I am telling you, don't they know the rules there? Lin-Manuel Miranda, James Corden, Jane Krakowski, Audra McDonald. What if that car crashed? That would take out half of Broadway right there. It's like you don't put the president and the vice president at the same plane at the same time.
Yeah, who's the designated survivor for Broadway if something happened?
Exactly. We'll have to leave it to the Kenan Bolgers to start a whole new cult of Broadway folks.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So what's coming up next for us?
Well, we've got two show announcements today. The first one was the great Broadway Stories podcast. And our final show announcement for the week, because there will be more coming up later, is one that I am so over the moon happy about. Yeah. Over 2 years ago, I wrote an article for Broadway World about the top 20 podcasts for theater fans. It included some shows about theater and some outside of theater. One of the shows on that list was Broadway Radio's This Week on Broadway, and another was the Theater People podcast. Since then, I've been fortunate enough to become friends with the show's host, Patrick Hines, and to see as he has become one of the go-to interviews for the Broadway community. If you aren't listening to Theater People, well, never mind. If you're listening to us on Broadway Radio, chances are that you've at least heard one of Patrick's shows, and you will be happy to know that he is now joining the Broadway Radio family. They are doing some great stuff over at their website with videos, blogs. They're going to be doing live shows. So check them out. And if you don't already subscribe to Theater People Podcast, do that now. Or like I said, with Broadway Stories, you can wait until they're in this very feed in the very near future. Very excited about that one, James.
This is great. I love Patrick. We've had him on This Week on Broadway. We've had him on special shows. I've been a big fan since show one, and I'm really, really excited for the group of people that we're working with, and I hope that it continues to grow because it's only good for everybody else.
Absolutely.
All right, Matt, it is the weekend. Get us out of here.
All right. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. And you can find me on Twitter at BWW Matt and subscribe to Some Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
And I am Broadway Radio. Who am I?
I don't know.
And I am James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thanks so much for spending your week with us. And come listen to us on Sunday this week on Broadway. And if not, we will talk to you on Monday.